What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable quality clothing right here in the USA. Because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy. You're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We're going to look at an issue that more and more companies are facing. It is the issue of that 4-day working week, with more and more companies actually adjusting to that. However, what is best for productivity and what will actually encourage more people to live a better life, but like facilitate their working lives as well? Well, joining me now to discuss is Managing Director of FutureWise, Peter Cosgrove from FutureWise, and also Ellen Kavanagh from Wax Perts. You're both very welcome to the Hard Shoulder.
Thank you.
Ellen, I'm going to start with you, please. Your business, you operate a 4-day working week. How does that actually work for you?
Yeah, we started a 4-day working week in around April 2021. So we are a beauty company, and we supply depilatory wax to salons and spas. So we're office based. We're a female based company. And I suppose after COVID, it was just something that, you know, I had thought about and wanted to give a try, and it's worked so well, and it's not something that we would be looking to change at all. We're a smaller team, so I think sometimes these kind of changes can be easier for smaller teams or businesses to be more flexible in I suppose how their setup is, but it's definitely something that, you know, is such a benefit to all of us on the team and a big benefit to everybody's lives.
Peter, so that's a good argument, isn't it? It's to the betterment of people's lives. It's working well for companies like Ellen's one there. What's your view on it?
I think it can work well for some companies, but I think for most companies it probably won't work just because of what people generally are like. So firstly, I'd say there's a huge short-term benefit to 4-day working week, because if you change to a 4-day working week, you have to get rid of a lot of things just to get everything done, which means a lot of meetings that probably weren't, you know, very useful. You have to improve systems and technology to make sure things can work seamlessly. But most companies would do a lot better if they worked for 4-day week and then they went back to the 5-day with all the efficiency. Because some of the challenges is, and a lot of people say it's much better because it's only 4 days a week, but actually what you're then doing is you're cramming all your work into 4 days. So most companies are trying to do 5 days of work in 4 days. There's no real way of doing that unless you work a lot longer or harder if you're doing the same amount of work. So I think what's happening is everything is getting done, but we're focusing completely on efficiency, and that can long-term lead to more burnout. So while a lot of people talk about the 4-day week giving you 3 days off, there's actually a lot of stress about, you know, as I always say, the world is now 7 days a week, so people still might want you on those days you're not there, so your mind might still be in work.
Yeah, Ellen, that's a really good point about productivity causing pressure on people. Still have to deliver the same amount of work, but over a shorter period of time. How do you find that? And point that Peter made there about the world is kind of working 7 days a week. You've got a company who's facilitating businesses all over Ireland and the UK. Do you find that when you switch off after 4 days, there's still people actually contacting you and your staff?
Yes, I mean, I don't really agree with much that Peter said there, to be honest, because I think we have so much technology advances now that a lot of our stuff is being able to be done without us having to do it. I mean, we work Monday to Thursday, so that's our set days. It's not that we're chopping and changing. And, you know, the studies have shown that if you're given 10 hours to do a task, you'll take the 10 hours. If you're given 2, you'll take the 2. It's not about trying to push, you know, a productivity angle. It's not about trying to pressurize people into doing a certain amount into a certain time. Like, this is a total culture change. And, you know, I own the company, I'm leading that culture. And it's not about, you know, this hustle mentality. It's what's best for people, for humans overall. You know, we talk all the time about a work-life balance, and yeah, the world is getting busier, but so is automated things that are there to enable us to be able to do that and be present within a retail environment or in an e-commerce world. They're there, but it's what happens to people. And I think after COVID, you know, we all had that moment of facing our mortality on a bigger scale of what is important. And we want to go into and do a job we love, we hope. We want to do good work. Like, everybody who, you know, is working and contributing to something wants to do it well. But we also want to be our full lives, our full person, be it daughter, wife, mother, whatever the case may be. And, you know, I have a responsibility to, as an employer, to be able to help people, yes, excel in what they're coming to work to do, but to be able to give the best of themselves overall as a much larger, you know, as a much larger piece. This just isn't about ticking a box saying, get in here for 4 days, cram everything in. That's not what it's about. Of course, there's going to be burnout if that's the real driving force to put people under that pressure. But if we look at it, and maybe this is where it's a smaller business has such an advantage, if we can look at it in more of a holistic thing, where actually we want everybody to be healthier, to be happier. Everything else, once people are happy, everything else clicks in. Productivity clicks in, you know, excelling in your workplace, all of that clicks in.
Yeah. Peter, I'll bring you back in here now. More and more companies, like the big, huge ones we see, like Amazon, trying to get people back 5 days a week. Are we slowly sort of going back and creeping back to those pre-COVID ways there? Ellen mentioning that it's not actually just about work, it's about the people. And we have lots and lots of text coming in support of Ellen, including somebody saying, your guest sounds great, like someone I'd like to work for. Are you looking for any staff, Ellen? We also, though, have people from the construction industry saying they're currently working for a 4 day week company in construction and engineering, 4 longer days, but it's so worth it, finishing up in the evenings at 5:30. There's no downside. So, Peter, what would you say to that? Are we going to end up in a situation where the big companies are forcing people back, and then maybe smaller companies like Ellen's one have that flexibility, but ultimately they'll be the people who attract the staff?
Yeah, look, I completely agree with Ellen's point that it is good for people. I just think the challenge is we are living in a capitalist world. If Ellen's business is everybody working in a 4 day week and working well and working and happily working, and then you have the exact same company who can get people working 5 days a week, but also treat them really well and get them working very happily because lots of people enjoy work. Well, then you've got one company who have happy workers working 20% longer than the other company. So there's this view that just because people work 5 days a week, they're not happy. A lot of people enjoy what they do. A lot of the 4 day week seems to be based on people aren't enjoying it. So a lot of people want to come to 5 days. What do you do if people want to work 5 days a week and then other people are working 4 days? Are they not improving 20% more productivity? Do they not want more money? What about daughters, whether you like it or not? In all companies, we love to think that everybody in our company is brilliant, but everybody knows somebody they've worked with before who swings the lead a bit. And if they're suddenly getting paid for 5 days and they're only doing four, that becomes a challenge and that kind of affects other people in the organization. So that's what I'm saying. In a small company, it can work. In a bigger one, it's a challenge. Yeah. So I think some of the challenges around this are, as exactly as I said, the bigger you are, the more, this is a great social experiment, but if you're a large company, you can't manage all the kind of different unintended consequences of people. But as I said, I would love to work in a 4 day week company. Ellen's company sounds great, but I'm just saying in the larger companies, they have a lot of challenges, and you see that with Amazon, where they're now almost going the opposite way, and that's often because of a lack of trust to their staff, which I don't think is very healthy at all.
Yeah, I think you're totally
right. For sure,
right.
I think as well, like the people management part is, you know, that's if there's going to be a dosser, they're going to doss whether they're in a day a week or, you know, they're in 7 days a week. Like the people management part is always the challenge. People are always the challenge when you're running a business, when you're trying to grow a business, no matter how small or large it is. So that, you know, that point, of course, you know, Peter's right. It's that's entirely separate. You know, that is, you know, something where you need to manage the people and the culture that comes with it. If they think that that's appropriate and can be done, you know, that, you know, of course, that's going to happen as well.
Yeah, Peter, I just want to pick you up on something you said there. I've met a lot of DOSers throughout my working life. I don't think I've ever met anyone, no matter how much they love their job, say they like working 5 days over four. Most people would take 4 days if they could get away with it. And the productivity one is a very valid point that you make. I don't know if either of you have seen this, but yesterday a press release was issued by a global network kind of calling on the Irish government to consider, and candidates in the next election, to consider supporting a shorter working week. And in that request for political support, they asked for a fund to be established to support businesses and charities who wanted to introduce this type of working time. Also, a working time council to examine the government-sponsored research, and a launch a major shorter work week pilot scheme for the public sector. Do you think that's something that might be politically popular, say, Peter, in an election campaign?
Yes, of course it would be politically popular, because the reality is people out there listening with that would love the idea of that. But the reality is, and unfortunately, companies generally, so large companies, have one goal, which is to make money for their shareholders. And if they're saying to their shareholders that they're only going to have people working 4 days versus 5 days, they're going to have uproar. And that's the challenge. So it's not that I'm for this. You will always have companies out there who will continue to work 5 days a week. And as I said before, if they can have a very good culture with very happy workers who really are motivated and want to do what they want to do, they're always going to beat a company with the same culture who are only doing 4 days a week. And that's the challenge. But the last thing I'll say is, the one thing about the 5 day week versus 4 day week people don't think about, there's lots of things that happen in work that aren't actually work. Mm. So you decide to bring somebody out for a coffee who's having a bad day. You decide to do a trainee course. You do a bit more work for charity. All of those things are possible, because every moment of every day can't be, we have to get something done here or there. And some of that downtime, catching up with colleagues, is really, really important in the long term. And it's not that you don't do that in a 4 day week, but you do have less time to catch up with your colleagues and other colleagues. And I think there are some of the challenges. But as I said, I would love it myself. I just think the larger the organisation, the more of a challenge it becomes.
Yeah, indeed. Look, no doubt it would prove popular for politicians in an election campaign, but there are all of those other issues, including the cost of business that a lot of people are struggling with at the moment. But for now, I'm afraid we're going to have to leave that topic there. That was Peter Cosgrave, Managing Director of FutureWise, and Ellen Kavanagh from Waxperts. Thank you both very much for joining us today.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.